listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. Happy 4th of July to everyone. On this Friday the 4th, commentator Gary Borders remembers the 4th of July, Independence Day, and a recent trip to Boston.
Today is the 4th of July, of course, when Americans celebrate their independence by barbecuing, drinking copious amounts of libations, and getting sunburned. I'll spend the first part of Independence Day in Mount Pleasant helping orchestrate the annual turtle race held there. Approximately 75 youngsters will gather at the park to compete for modest cash prizes if their turtle can make it across the finish line first. The turtle race duties come with my new job as editor and publisher of the Mount Pleasant Daily Tribune. We'll talk more about that next week. Today I want to concentrate on the 4th. We recently returned from a trip to New York City and Boston. In the latter city, which has long been my favorite place in which not to live, my wife, daughter, and I took a trolley tour. One can hop on and off at will, so it's a great way to see the historic sites that are an important part of this city. Faneuil Hall was built in 1742 and served as the meeting place for the revolutionaries. Samuel Adams and others delivered fiery speeches calling for action against the British in this building. Now the first floor is a mini mall, while the second floor still serves as a meeting place. Across the street is the old State House. On July 18, 1776, people gathered below the balcony to hear the Declaration of Independence read publicly for the first time in Massachusetts. It took a couple of weeks to get the copies printed. Now, every year on July 4th, the Declaration of Independence is read from that balcony. In 1976, on the 200th anniversary, Queen Elizabeth II visited and gave a speech to her country's former subjects. That was quite generous given how the war turned out for her predecessor on the throne. The Boston Tea Party took place in 1773 when a group of colonists dressed up as Indians dumped a load of tea in the harbor to protest the Tea Act and taxation without representation. The actual site, like much of Boston, has been reclaimed from the water. It's now concrete and asphalt with a marker at Congress and Purchase Streets. But a Tea Party museum a few blocks away still gives tourists a chance to chunk tea crates into the harbor. Luckily for the creatures of the sea, the crates are fastened to ropes and hauled up after each excursion. The famed Boston Pops will again perform tonight in the clamshell stage along the Charles River, accompanied by the Beach Boys. Fireworks will conclude this event with a bang. As a child growing up in New Hampshire, we watched this on television nearly every 4th of July. Some year soon, I hope we are in the audience on the 4th. There is something about being in this historic, charming city on America's Day that is really special. I'm just glad Independence Day doesn't come in January. I fear my blood has thinned too much for New England's winter weather. Of course, our cities and towns will celebrate the 4th in their own fashion today, many with fireworks and patriotic music. 4 years ago, we spent the 4th in Junction City, Kansas, where I was running the newspaper. Junction is a military town, home to Fort Riley. That night, even though there was no planned fireworks show, the entire town of about 20,000 people erupted with store-bought fireworks going off everywhere. We climbed up on the roof of the house and watched for a couple of hours as residents shot off all manner of pyrotechnic projectiles. It sounded like a battle scene from a movie, and the air filled with smoke. I'll never forget that. Happy 4th, everyone, and God bless America.
Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College and has a new job as editor and publisher of the Mount Pleasant Daily Tribune. He joins us each Friday morning at 7:35 on Red River Radio, and you can hear all of his past installments on our website. Just go to redriverradio.org and click on commentaries at the bottom of our homepage. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues now on Red River Radio, your community-supported public broadcasting service from LSUS. Thank you.